Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, January 2nd. It's going to be a busy start to the year for Donald Trump. The former president is expected to appeal decisions in Colorado and Maine that have disqualified him from the 2024 primary ballots there. That's after Colorado's Supreme Court and Maine's Secretary of State ruled that Trump couldn't run because he took part in an insurrection on January 6, 2021. And this all comes with less than 2 weeks to go until the Iowa caucuses and the 2024 election just 11 months away. CNN's Kristen Holmes has more.
It is officially that final sprint. And really going into it, when you look at the poll numbers, you still see that Donald Trump, according to these polls, has a very substantial lead. Now, whatever happens in Iowa is really going to set the tone for the rest of the primary and caucus season. Right now, Donald Trump is leading in most states, but there are several Republican operatives who believe that if Donald Trump is slowed down in Iowa, if that margin is not as big as those polls show, it's possible that someone else could take the lead.
Rescuers are still racing to reach survivors trapped under the rubble in Japan after a major earthquake hit the country's west coast on New Year's Day. Authorities say dozens of people have died, and the death toll is rising. Journalist Manisha Tank has more.
We're now getting into late afternoon, early evening. Prime Minister Kishida saying that rescue efforts are a battle against time, especially the victims of collapsed buildings. They have to be saved as soon as possible. There have been power outages, more than 45,000 homes reported without power. This is a cold time of year. It's an area of the world that is in the Northern Hemisphere. So you can imagine temperatures are ranging pretty low.
Japan's meteorological agency has lifted all tsunami advisories along portions of the country's western coast. An unprecedented ruling from Israel's Supreme Court could have major implications for the war in Gaza. The court has struck down part of a law that majorly reduced the judiciary system's power to keep the government in check by declaring its decisions unreasonable. The reform was passed in July and sparked months of nationwide protests last year. And the court's decision could threaten the unity of Israel's war cabinet, which includes two prominent critics of the plan. This comes as the Israeli military says it will start pulling troops from Gaza this week as it prepares for a new phase in the conflict. A senior US official says the move shows signs of Israel's gradual shift to a lower intensity military campaign. But Israeli officials say the war is far from over. The FBI is investigating after two cars crashed and plowed into a crowd outside a New Year's concert in New York. Two people died and five others were injured in the early hours of yesterday morning. The Rochester police chief says a Ford SUV slammed into a Mitsubishi Outlander as it was leaving a parking lot near the Kodak Center.
The force of the collision caused the two vehicles to go through a group of pedestrians that were in the crosswalk and then into two other vehicles.
He said the crash lit a fire that took nearly an hour to put out and says at least a dozen gas canisters were found in and around the vehicle that started the crash. If you've come out of the holiday season feeling ill, you're not alone. More on that after this quick break.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
A lot of people are suffering from respiratory illnesses in the US, and the number is rising. That's according to CDC data, which says tens of thousands of people have been admitted to hospitals each week this virus season. COVID-19 is still the most common respiratory illness putting people in the hospital, but the CDC says flu cases are rising rapidly. Experts say it's important to take preventative measures, like getting shots and wearing masks. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.